It's good to be with you this morning, and as per usual, we'll start out talking about cotton insect losses in 2016. He gave you an indication that the 22nd will be our final deadline. Those of you that participate in this, I need your information in a lot sooner than the 22nd so we can get it all put together and into Gus. This year has been a fairly light year insect-wise, and that showed up across the belt with a loss of about 2.57% for all insects, all pests, and across all states. Management costs were about $34 an acre. And cost plus loss is about $60 an acre. Now, some of these numbers are going to fluctuate, of course, as we get new information in, or as the final information comes in from my guys. I wanted to go to the different sections of the U.S. and talk to you a little bit about that. The first one I picked was southeastern states. They show about 3.16% loss across those six states, and with a cost management cost of about $28. Cost plus loss is about $83. So as you look at those states, and the things are, it's going to vary across. As we all know, Texas with its tremendous number of acres is going to vastly affect the overall averages. Virginia losses were 3.63%, South Carolina 3.96%, North Carolina 3.16%, Georgia, all of them ran about the same, Alabama and Florida running kind of neck and neck, and that's kind of to be expected as we look at the way the trends have gone. Major critters for these states and pests for these states would be stink bugs, thrips, and the bollworm budworm are beginning to inch their way back up a little bit into these numbers. The Mid-South states showed about an 8.63% loss with management at about $100 an acre. Cost plus loss is about $220. So it costs a little more and a little more damage there across the Mid-South. Missouri takes the high for losses, 14.9%, and then Mississippi at 10.5%. Louisiana, Arkansas, and Tennessee follow suit with just a little over 5% loss. Blightus is probably the number one pest in these states and continues to do that. Bollworms and thrips were in the top three. Some of the others that we will see mentioned later on are spider mites will be in there as well, and stink bugs. Central states, losses for this area, 0.81%. And like I say, Texas kind of dominates the whole belt, and that pulls everything down a little bit. Management cost, about $32, and cost plus loss was about $37. So there's not a whole lot there in the way of insect problems. We do see that Oklahoma losses were 1.72, and Kansas reported a 3.77. This is I think the highest I've ever seen Kansas losses reported in this report anyway. Stink bugs, cotton flea hoppers, bollworm budworm were the top three pests of this area of states reporting. Western states, we look for 2.65%, management costs about $67, and cost plus loss about $111. Arizona, 3.56%, which is about like it usually is, somewhere in that neighborhood, maybe up or down a little bit. California losses are up a little bit, 1.98, and then New Mexico also is up a little bit with 3.78% loss. The top three were Lygus, Silverleaf, Whitefly, and Thrips on those in those states. Our top 10 pests for 2016 started off with Lygus at about 0.7%, followed by stink bugs at 0.6%, and thrips at 0.4, bollworms at 0.4, spider mites at 0.1, and cotton flea hopper dropped below 0.1. All the rest of them are below 0.1%. As you can see, these losses get to be kind of down. If we added all the bugs together, we'd end up with some fair-sized losses for bugs. But those are still regional in a lot of ways. Aphids came in and are beginning to build back in some places and give us problems in some places, but they only came in on 2.9 million acres, but very low percent loss. Losses to Lygus, and we look at these states, the ones in red are the ones that show some loss, and about 50% of our acres are infested with Lygus. Now, all of us know that the western Lygus is a different species from the eastern, but we always have lumped them together, and I wasn't going to change that trend or tradition anyway. So you can see here that the Mid-South states and then some of the others are beginning to show or had the Lygus present. Stink bugs, mostly a southeastern problem, though we are beginning to pick them up in other states and do begin to see pest problems arise a little bit from them in other states. And some of the other species of stink bugs are also beginning to come up a little bit. About 164,000 bales lost on about 45% of the acres infested in the U.S. Thrips is probably the most universal pest that we have on about 96% of the acreage in the U.S. And they cause loss every year. Though generally thrips are not a heavy pest or a tremendously bad pest, it's one that we see and one we have to deal with. Lost about 120,000 bales of cotton to thrips in 2016. Bollworm budworm, as we said, they're beginning to creep back up a little bit. Some of the acres infested, or most of the acres infested, we see here the Mid-South, and then some of the other states began to pick up some losses as well from some of those critters as we see. About 118,000 bales lost to bollworm budworm. Spider mites, only about less than 20% of the acres are infested. Mississippi showed more bales lost than any other state, but a number of the other states did have losses to spider mites. Cotton flea hopper is one of those that we see generally in the central states of Texas, Kansas, and Oklahoma. But generally not a tremendously bad pest in those areas. It's just that they're there. We lost about 16,000 bales to cotton flea hopper in 2016. And as you can see there, about 64% of the acres are infested. I did mention aphids. About 30% of U.S. acres to aphids. mention also this year we had the outbreak and a number of fields, number of extra fields in Texas were found with boll weevil, and so that acreage more than doubled in infested acres. About 68,600 acres were reported to have weevils in 2016, and we hope that this is not a trend upward, but will be something that Texas folks can get a handle on. Eradication costs were about $5.30 across the whole belt when we average it out. We have no evidence of weevils anywhere else except in Texas, so but I did want to make mention of that. I wanted to take just a second here and thank all of you for everything that you've done in helping to do these losses. This bunch of folks that I've got listed on the board here are the ones that cooperate and send losses in each year. This is my last year to do it. I'm going to pass it on to somebody else, and they can have the headache of trying to assemble these things. So I do appreciate your interest and your help, all of you, and a number of you have given good advice and suggestions over the years, and I do appreciate that. But Peter, this is my swan song. I'm out of here. If you have questions about losses, I'm open to taking those right now. One other thing, if you want to look at losses from 1979 forward, they are available to you at this website at Mississippi State. We keep it there, and it's fairly easy to access. You just go onto the Mississippi State website at this address, and you can get the losses. The 2016 losses will be up by the 22nd of January, because I usually put those up at the same time I submit them to the council for publication. Are there any questions? Yes, sir.